forward with the program of devotion by Deacon Albert Gary.
Coming before thee is bad cheering before good parents. As we attempt to buy this morning, we didn't buy for no farm, neither fashion. Now did we buy for an outside show to the world. Buy returns and serious obedient thanks unto thee for the blessings that thou hast stored upon us from the earth of our existence in the world up until this present time. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, bid we lead on as night will not have a cooling board. And the cover we're wrapped up in is not our winding sheet. And our early rising this morning, we wasn't called out into early judgments, but we still live here in a Bible land and a gospel country. As to you, our Father, to around us, your long arms of protection, hold us in the heart of thine own hand, we pray for Jesus' sake. And as we got on the highway and headed out to this dedicated place, you kept the old vehicle on the road and kept it from all hurt, harm, and danger. Enable us to bow down before these four consecrated walls this morning. Asking thee, O Lord, to strengthen us while we're weak and build us up where we speak the tone down. Knowing to our Father, we too are graveyard travelers, and one by one we're on our journey home. Bless our coming together this morning. Bless each and every one on the sound of my weak voice. How much did we pray for Jesus' sake? And remember those that are less fortunate than we are this morning. Remember those in the hospital, and remember those in the different homes. Ease the racking pain and cool the parching feel. We pray for Jesus' sake. And how much did we pray for Jesus' sake? And take us by the hand of our mind and lead us on from one good degree of grace to another. For we realize, Heavenly Father, you sit high and you look low. See all we do, and you hear all we say. How much did we pray for Jesus' sake? Hold my hand, my Father, I'll go where you want me to go. Hold my hand, I'll say what you want me to say. Hold my hand, I'll be what you want me to be. How much did we pray for Jesus' sake? Remember our children this morning, our Father. Take them by the hand of their mind. Lead them on from one good degree of grace to another. Not on the mind, my Father, but I want you to remember my neighbor's children. Remember the lost and children all over the land and country. Take them by the hand, lead them on from one good degree of grace to another. How much did we pray for Jesus' sake? And then, Father, when life journey ahead, then no more room, no more the man to dwell. We too must be one, another among the dead. We must go our travels, known and never return. Over yonder, where part of that hose is done crossed over, hearts is crossing now. These blessings and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name forever. Amen. Lesson. The 17th chapter of St. Matthew beginning at the first verse. After 6 days, Jesus taking Peter, James, and John, his brother, bring them up into an high mountain, apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment were white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elisha. Mm-hmm. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I read you five verses of the 17th chapter of Matthew. 17th chapter of Matthew. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the doers of his word. This is one of the scriptures that while Christ was up on the mountain talking with Moses and Elisha, two of the prophets, which were dead for many years before he appeared on the scene. But when Peter seen him talking with them, he said, Lord, said good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles. You know, sometimes, you know, a lot of people wonder why that he wanted to make three tabernacles and why it was Peter, why it was Moses and Elisha was there. Christ is the head of the church. Mm-hmm. Moses was the head of the law, and Elisha was the head of the prophecy. Mm-hmm. So therefore, all three of them was there together, communicating with one to the other. Yeah. And when Jesus got through talking, when Moses and Elijah left them, he began to say to them, to tell no man what you've seen till I'm risen from the dead, because they were seeking to destroy him then. Jesus was finishing his works here on earth. Yeah. And as he said unto them, said, if he'd have built it up on the mountain, you and I wouldn't have had a chance. Mm-hmm. But he had to bring it back down in the valley and build it down there where everybody would have a chance to see his face. So that's said so much for that. We're going to now bring our devotion service to close and now turn you in the hands of the president. And we'll go on from there, whatever he says. Thank you. I would like to say this before I turn it over to the president. The song's been on my mind ever since yesterday. And I would like to sing just a verse of it. I know we all know it, and it's one of the songs that our president, the founder of our convention, sung last time I seen him. And that is Reverend Brown, which passed and funeralized on yesterday. And that is the song, Peace, Sweet Honey. And I don't know it all, but I just want to sing a verse of it, if you don't mind, Brother President. Peace, sweet, I know.
Peace, sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, strong winds may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go. I found the Savior, and He, sweet, I know. He, sweet, I know.
Because when we got on the highway this morning and headed up here, he kept it all safe till we got here. Oh, yeah. And nobody else could have done it but God. Yeah. So you're not the mind saying, He's sweet, I know.
He's sweet, I know. God climbs me right. Strong with me,
I know. program for vibes. Next would be vocal exercise. But I don't know where is any changes, you know, are going to be made in this session or no. Now, if there's any changes to be made, be sure to let me know. Well, I don't know the setup exactly, because I knew something is a new issue added in for today. And so whatsoever come by time for whatsoever to happen, just speak up and just let me know. But first, I guess we will begin with our vocal exercise.
Yes, that is true. We don't have too much, I would say, of a change made, no more than I would like to ask for the president, all of you that sang, whether you're a good singer, or whether you're a bad one, or whether you're just trying, I want you to join in there and help to make it what it should be. We know that we're very few here this morning, hoping we'll have some more on shortly. But we don't know that, but we're hoping that there's some more will come. But at the present time, as I often say, we have to use that we have. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask now, all of you sitting back there, would you please come up and take these two front seats here. Get us a little closer together, and we'll make a little better harmony than we are. For the benefit of those that don't know, everything you do this morning is being recorded. Mm-hmm. So you want your best. You don't want something that's not. So when he calls you to sing, get your song, but be sure you get a song you know. Don't get one you don't know this morning, but we're not practicing. So get a song that you know this morning and sing it. Don't matter how old it is, if you know how to sing it, that's what we want. The best singer that you can do. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon. Well, now, you know, we generally have the arrangement committee, have all the names wrote out, and then read the names off and all such as that. But since we don't have that, well, we're going to copy this. I picked up this from Deacon Milton yesterday. You know, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah,
and sure. You never get too old to learn.
Right.
And that's the only way you can learn is by listening.
Right.
And so we just going to call name by name, and as I call, I'm going to call two at the time where they be ready, and
right.
Why you won't kill too much time. Now, according to the program, we're supposed to be out at 12:30, and if y'all say so, then we will. And so, you know, whatever you put out on this program, we should go by it unless it be, you know, change made for betterment of what happened. Now, first, I think Deacon Gray, the Deacon Gary is buttoned up. He has one that he wants to bring to us, the first off start. And following Deacon Gary is going to be Mr. Junior Miller.
Let's look on page 25 in the Sacred Gene.
Salutations.
Milton, these two ladies right here, so I don't know y'all name, but y'all two be following him. One of y'all will follow him, the next will follow him. Thank you.
Six and going south.
Yeah.
83.